We're now in Sanhedrin, Daf Tzadihem and Amud Aleph, the second line from the bottom. Today we're going to talk about the Kfitza Saderach of Avram, of Avishai, Eliezer, and Yaakov Avinu. And we're going to talk a bit about the Sanherib's attack on Chizkiyahu. So the Gemara says, Tanu Rabbanan, Shosha B'nei Adam, Shosha Kavtza Lehem Ha'aretz. There were three people that the land was shortened for them. Miraculously, Eliezer Evan Avraham, Eliezer the servant of Avraham, Yaakov Avinu, and Avishai ben Tzruya. So Avishai ben Tzruya, Hadamran, that we just said earlier in the Amud, that he went to save David HaMelech, and the land was miraculously shortened for him. Eliezer Evan Avraham Dichsiv, Vavo Hayom El Ha'ayin. So Eliezer, that it said that when he went to bring Rivka to Yitzchak, he says, and I came today to the spring. So the word hayom seems to be extra, because obviously it came that day. So the memor dahu yoma nafak Yaakov, dahu yoma nafak, that on that day they left Eretz Yisrael, he reached Aram Narayim to find a wife for Yitzchak at that time. So Yaakov Avinu, what was Yaakov? Tichsi v'yitzi Yaakov Be'er Sheva v'yel Charan. The Yaakov left Be'er Sheva, he comes to Charan. Uchsi v'yivka v'yolon shem ki v'ha shemesh. And it said that he reached the place and he stayed there because the sun set. Now, the way the Gemara understands this is that Yaakov traveled from Be'er Sheva, he reaches Haran, and then once he's in Haran, he somehow goes back to the Beis Elokim, whether we see it's either Beit El or Yerushalayim or Har Moriah. You could simply read the Psukim to say that Yaakov left from Be'er Sheva to go to Haran, and on his way, he happened to stop at Beit El. But the Gemara explains, no, he reached Haran, and then the Gemara says, Kimata l'Haran, when he reaches Haran, Amar, he said, Efshar Avarti, Amakam Shispalu Bo'avosa, is it possible that I passed the place where my ancestors prayed? Vanilo Yispalati, but he didn't dive in there. Boy Lemedar, he wanted to return. Came in to hear her, Bedat Lemedar. Once he thought to return, Kafsa Le'ara, the land, as it were, shortened to it became closer, to jumped, as it were, the land. Umiyad v'ifka makom, and he reaches Beit El. Another explanation to the word v'yifka is davar acher. Another explanation is ain't piki al tfiyah. The lashon v'yifka makom means he daven there. Shenemar, as the pasuk says in Yirmiyahu, Vatal tizpala bad hamazev, val tisa bad dam, verina, tfila val tifkabi. Hashem tells Yirmiyahu not to, al tifkabi, and not to pray. So either it means that he happened upon the place through kfitza saderech, or it means that he davened there. So there's actually a machlokes, as where when the Gemara says that Yaakov comes to Haran, and he says, oh my gosh, I passed the place where my forefathers David, my father's David, Avram, well, is it Avram or Avram and Yitzchak? Rashi says it's Avram and Yitzchak. And there's no place where Yitzchak davens. We know that Avram, so Avram may have davened by Beit El, because we know in Parshas Lech Lecha, it says that Avram, Vayetek Mishamahara, that Avram pitched his tent between Beit El and Ai, and he placed the Mizbeach there. So the commentator Be'er Sheva explains that we're referring to Beit El, that Avram davened and built the Mizbeach in Parshas Lech Lecha, and Yitzchak probably also did that, even though there's no explicit text which says that. That's what Rashi means, although it's in brackets. But that's what Rashi means. Happens to be the Maharshal erases this, and he says that he erases this notion of that Avram says it explicitly and not Yitzchak. And the reason why the Maharshal erases this is because he believes that this place where Yaakov said, "Oh my God, I passed by this place in Davin," there was not Beit El, but it's Yerushalayim. And this is Har HaMoriah. This is the place where Avram davened. There's a Gemara in Psachim which says that Yaakov, that Avram called this place Har Hashem. He called it a mountain, Har Moriah. He also called it a Sada. It says he went Lasuach Basada. And Yaakov called it a Bayah. So this Gemara Pesachim, which said this refers to Yerushalayim as a place both Avraham Yitzchak Yaakov David. So that's why, according to the Marshal, erases this, says that he doesn't have this text of Rashi that Avram davened there. And we don't know where yet. We don't know about. There's no textual evidence of Yitzchak davening there, because there's a debate as to how you understand the Gemara that where Yaakov said, "Oh my gosh, I didn't pray at this. I reached Haran. I didn't pray at this place." Is he referring to Beit El, or is he referring to Yerushalayim? In any case, the Gemara continues. Vayalen sham kiva hashemesh. So Yaakov slept there because the sun set. Basar did sali bar lemeidar. After he davened, he wanted to return to Haran. Amar Kadosh Baruch Hu, Hashem said, "Tzadik zebal lebeis baloni yibater balolina." It can't be that a righteous person should come to my place of dwelling and he's going to leave without sleeping there. Miad ba hashemesh. So the sun set immediately. So therefore, Yaakov slept there. This kind of reminds me of. So Shmini Atzeres, right? We offer so many karbanos to Hashem. With Hashem for 7 days, Hashem says, "Stay with me one more day." So here also, Yaakov, he comes and Hashem says, "You got to stay with me a little bit more." Vayizrach lo hashemesh, and that's why the pasuk says, "And the sun shone for him." V'chi lo bilvadzarcha, would only shone for Yaakov, not for anyone else. For lo lecholom kulo zarcha, didn't shine for everyone. Ella Amar Rabbi Yitzchak says, "Shemesh shabab bavuro," the sun that set for him specifically. It set early. Zarcha bavuro, it shone also in order to heal him. This is talking about after his fight with the man, the strange man at night, and so he was injured. So the sun has the healing power. It began to shine for him earlier, and that healed. That was able to heal Yaakov from his injury. Now, we go back now, we're done with Kfitzas HaDerech, and we saw in the last Amud that David HaMelech, because of the story with the Nov, the Ir HaKohanim, where David HaMelech, where the whole city of Nov and Achimelech was all wiped out of Kohanim because of they helped David. Was David responsible or not? So that's a question. That's a question. And there are two different ways of looking at it. That either because something bad happened through David, therefore David's punished, or maybe he was negligent that he allowed them to help him. In any case, so David was the response. The consequence was that David's children should be wiped out. So the Gemara says, David. How do you know that the children of David were wiped out? The pasuk says, that Atalia, the mother of Achaziah, saw that her son died, and she wiped out all of the children of the kingdom. So this is later on, a few generations later, where almost all the descendants of David HaMelech were wiped out. Ah, but the Gemara says, "V'ho'ishtayer le'yoash." There was one individual who was left, Yoash ben Achaziah, who kept alive the kingdom of David. He was hidden. So why was he not killed? So the Gemara says also, "Hasam nami ishtayer Aviatar," because when the whole city of Nov was wiped out, the whole city of Kohanim, Aviatar also remained. So because one coin remained, so one member of David's descendants remained. Dichsiv, as the pasuk says, "Ve'yimaleit ben echad l'achimelech ben achituv u'shmo Aviatar." So one young man, one son of Achimelech, remained. His name was Aviatar. Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Rav, "Yimaleit nishtar Aviatar l'achimelech ben achituv lo nishtar mizaro shel David sorid upalit." Had no coin remained, so David's descendants would all be gone. Now the Gemara is going to continue now with the war of Sancheiriv against Chizkiyahu. The Gemara says, "Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Rav Yehuda is the name of Rav. Ba leh Masancheiriv Rasha Barba'im v'chamisha elef ish b'nei melachim." There were 45,000 men who were princes accompanying Sancheiriv. "V'yoshu mikronon shozav." They were sitting in golden crowds. "V'imahen shiglonos v'zonos." And with them, there were There were prostitutes, other queens and prostitutes of Yishmonim, Elef Giborim, Labushe Shirat Klipa, and there were 80,000 strong men who were wearing this type of armor, Vishishim Elef Achuzei Cherav Lefanav, and there were 60,000 men holding a sword running in front of them. So these are the 185,000 men that are mentioned in the Navi. Vashaar and the other soldiers came with them, Parashim, where they rode horses. V'chein bo al Avram, and so the same number of people wage war against Avram. V'chein asim lavo im Gog u'Magog, and also similarly, the future, the same number of people will wage war against Gog u'Magog. Again, Sennacherib, the Gemara wants to portray Sennacherib is bringing an entourage, even more than 185,000 people that are mentioned in the Navi, and it compares it to the story of Avraham, that was also a situation. The Marsha points out we're comparing all these three stories. All these three stories were Rabim Biad Maatim, that the many were given over to the few. So you have, according to the Gemara, so many that Avram defeated. The four kings were hundreds of thousands, it seems, of soldiers that Avram defeated. Chizkiyahu defeats this, and in the future, in the Messianic era, the war of Gog and Magog, also there are going to be these many people. And the Gemara is not going to bring up Brisa, Bimas Nisa Tana, in the and by the way, the Ben Yoyada points out that the fact that he brought prostitutes, it means they're not afraid. This is like we're going to bring women as well, and we're not nervous that anything bad's going to happen. This will be an easy defeat, so not a problem. The Bimasnisa Tana and the Braisa, we learn Orech Machaneo Arba Meos Parse. So the length of the camp was 400 parsos. Rochav Tzavar Kol Susav Arbaim Parse. The width of the necks of the horse, when you line them up one by one in a row, is 40 parsa. Sach Machaneo Masayim Shishim Ribo Alafim. The number of all soldiers were 260 times 10,000. So we're talking about, so 2,600,000 man, chaser achas, minus one. Boya baya baya as, is it chaser chad riboya, it's minus one, 10,000, or chaser chad alafa, minus 1,000, chaser mea, minus 100, or chaser chad, or minus one, take it. Let the question stand. But again, there were so many. And Tana, we're going to continue going through this. Tana, we learn in Ebraisa, we showed him Avru Beschi. So they're crossing the Jordan River. So the first group, the horse of the first group, so they're sort of swimming across the Jordan River. Shenemar v'chalaf b'Yehuda. And b'shataf v'avar. So they're passing, they're drinking the water, and the waters now diminish. So the mill horses, the mill group of horses, Avru Bakoma, they're able to not, they need to swim, they can trot across. Shemar Ad Savoyagi, reach just the neck. But Achronim, they also drink the water, and by the time the second group of horses pass, Achronim, the last group of horses, Helu Afar Baragleyam, so the dirt was by their feet. Now there is no more water. Lomansu Mayim Benar Lishos, they couldn't drink any water in the river. Achiviu Mayim Makom Acher Bishasu, they brought water from a different place and drank it. Shemar Ni Karti Vishasis Mayim. I was cold, and I drank water. So they just again, the Gemara is trying to emphasize so much water, so many. So therefore, I'm sorry. So many soldiers, so many horses. It's Rabbi Beyad Miatim. Baksi v'yitzim al Hashem v'yakem b'machle Ashur me'ar shmoni b'chamishim elef. It seems that according to Navi, only 185,000 died. Rabbah says, no, those 185,000 I mentioned are the officers of the army. 185,000 officers. There must have been so many more soldiers. One can infer, in Pasuk in Yeshayahu, when he talks about the soldiers of Sennacherib, he says, they're saying that the plague was with Mishmanav, among the literally the fat among them, means the chash, the important among them, were killed, or Razon, that refers to the plague. So only the 185,000 leaders who were killed, according to Navi. Amravina Dekanami, one can also from Diksiv, Yishlach Hashem Malach Ve'yached Kol Gibor Chayel V'Nogi B'Sar B'Machaneh. That Hashem in Divrei Yomim, when it tells the story, that Hashem sent an angel that wiped out the leaders in the camp. V'Yavo Beis Elokav Mitzieh Me'av Sham Hi Piluhu Becharef. And he came to the house of God, and there his sons killed him. But for the first half of the pasuk, it seems that the angel killed the leaders. Shmamina, you can infer this from this pasuk. Rashi, there's a whole question: did the others? What happened to the other soldiers? The rest of the soldiers die. Rashi seems to say they did, and the Sanhedrin Ketana says no. The other soldiers ran away. And then the Gemara says, "But may he come? How did the angel kill them?" So Rabbi Elazar Omer, "Bayad he come with God's with the hand." Shnemar v'yari yisrael esiag d'agdola. Jewish people saw the mighty hand. What's hayad? What's the hand? Hayad shesid li parmi sancherem. The hand that will, in the future, exact punishment from Sancheira. Rabbi Shuma says, "By etzba yikam." He says, "No, he smote them with a finger." Shneimar v'yomu ha'chartim el paro etzba l'kim hi. That the magician said to Paro that by the plague of Kinim, then this is the finger of God. He etzba shesili parma Sancheira. This is the finger that will exact punishment from Sancheira. V'lezer benoshi of Yosek li omer amal ha'kadosh baruch le'Gavriel. God says to Gavriel, "Magalcha netusha." Is your sword sharp and ready? So he said, Amar Lefanav, he says, Ribono Shalom, Natusha, Vomenes Mishish Mea Bracious. It's been ready from the 6 days of creation. Shnemar Bibnei Charavos Nadadu. Okay, so he said it's a pasuk in Yeshayahu. I think the point of this Gemara is this defeat had messianic proportions, right? There was a possibility that Chizkiah could have been the Mashiach. That's how they view this defeat of Sanhedrin. Because the Gemara is saying that it was similar to the defeat in the time of Egypt, which was obviously tremendous miracles. Or even this was predetermined from Sheshimei Bereishis, the 6 days of creation. There was something so messianic, so much Yad Hashem associated with this defeat, more than any other defeat of the enemy. This is like Avram, Gog Magog, like Mitzrayim. The Gemara continues, Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai Omer, he says, also Perigzman Bishul Perosai. This is the time of the ripening of the fruit, of the fruit was getting ripened. Omer Lakar Shbarchul Gavriel, Hashem said to Gavriel, Shuta Yotzi Levashel Peros, when you come to ripen the fruit, because he was an angel who is in the Marsha, says that Gavriel is, he is Mi Yesod HaEsh. It's from the, I guess, foundation of fire. Therefore, he is appointed on bishul haperos, the ripening of the fruit. That's to do with something bishul, I don't know, cooking. But it really means the ripening. So anyway, Gavriel's in charge of this. He says, when you're doing this, he's talking lahem, take care of Sancheirav to kill him. Shenemar, midei avro yikach eskem ki v'boker yavor b'yom v'layla v'hoya raks va'a havin shmua. He's basically saying Gavriel should not only come to kill them, but he should also go midei avro while he's passing by, while he's doing his job of ripening the fruits, he should also destroy the Sancheirav's army. Amar Papa says, "Hayni damri inshit." This is what people say. Agavorcha glabal devorach ishtamam. While you're walking your road, make sure frighten your enemy. This is what Gavriel did. Yeshomim becholtma nashaf. Some say that becholtam nashaf bahem, that the angel, I guess, blew in their nostrils. V'mason they dodged him. V'gam nashaf bahem beivashi brings a pasuk. Rabbi Yirmiyahu bar Abba Amar Kapayim Sok Lahem, he hit them, he clapped their hands, one on the other. Amazingly, Dajna Vagamani Ake Kapi Al Kapi. I smote one hand, my hand to another hand, I clapped my hand, Fani Chotzi Chamasi. So that's how my anger was released. Rabbi Yitzchak Nafcha Amar Aznaim Gila Lahem, he opened their ears. Vishamu Shira Mipi Chayos Vamesu, and they heard the Shira from the angels, and they dodged. Amar Mi Romamuch Secha Naftu Gayim. From the listening of the Shira, so the non-Jews died. The nations that died, the non-Jews were referring to the army of Sancheirav. Again, here, this is a beautiful idea that they died by hearing the music of Hashem, or the music of the angels. In other words, it wasn't a destructive type. It wasn't destruction that brought their death. It was basically seeing the light, hearing the light. In other words, when they saw the through the, it's not through the darkness that they died, but through the greatness of God, the Shira, is that the Shira from the angels was incompatible with their very existence, and that was the end of him. Okay, so we'll stop here, and God willing, continue next time.